And I go out to the producer's building in downtown Los Angeles, and I walk into his elevator, and there are no people in the elevator, no buttons on the wall or anything. And I hear a voice say, "Kindly call out your flaws, please." But I look around and I'm alone. And I panic. And I read on the wall that it's a new elevator and it works on a sonic principle. It's all sound. All I have to do is say what floor I want to go to and it takes me there. So I say, "3, please." And the doors close and the elevator starts going up to 3. And on the way up, I began to feel very self-conscious because I talk, I think, with a slight New York accent. And the elevator spoke quite well. I get out and I'm walking down the hall and I look back and I thought I heard the elevator make a remark. And I turn quickly and the doors close and the elevator goes down, you know, and I didn't want to get involved at that time with the elevator in Hollywood. But this is the strange part of the story. That was the normal part. I have never in my life had good relationships with mechanical objects of any... I have a paper cutter. I paid $150 for it. And as I talk into it, it goes, "I know, I know." About 3 years ago, I couldn't stand it anymore. I was home one night. I called a meeting of my possessions. I got everything I owned into the living room. My toaster, my clock, my blender. They'd never been in a living room before. And I spoke to them. I opened with a joke. And then I said, "I know what's going on," and cut it out. And 2 nights later, I'm watching my portable television set. And the set begins to jump up and down. And I go up to it, and I always talk before I hit. And I said, "I thought we had discussed this. What's the problem?" And the set kept going up and down, so I hit it. And it felt good hitting it. And I go into a building, Midtown, New York, and I have those elevators. And I hear a voice say, "Kindly call out your floors, please." And I say, "16. And the doors close, and the elevator starts going up to 16. And on the way up, the elevator says to me, "Are you the guy that hit the television set?" And it threw me off in the basement. I yelled out something that was anti-Semitic. And the upshot of the story is that day, I call my parents. My father was fired. He was technologically unemployed. My father worked for the same firm for 12 years. They fired him. They replaced him with a tiny gadget this big. It does everything that my father does, only it does it much better. The depressing thing is my mother ran out and bought one.
Hi, this is Sonny Block.